For KOSU News, I'm Michael Cross on this Tuesday, January 26, 2016, taking a look at local headlines. A new study finds Oklahoma has become an intake state for hydraulic fracturing wastewater. According to the Enid News and Eagle, a report from the Oklahoma Corporation Commission finds our state receives wastewater from Texas, Kansas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Arkansas. Arkansas ships most of its wastewater to Oklahoma, but a majority of out-of-state transfers come from Texas. 1.5 billion barrels of wastewater were put in the ground in Oklahoma last year. Questions grow over the announcement of a new deputy superintendent at the Department of Education. The Tulsa World reports the hiring announcement of Katie Dunlap, which included extensive work history, failed to mention her job with two testing companies dumped by Oklahoma since 2011. Dunlap worked with Pearson until a few months before the state ended its contract with the company in 2011 and then moved on to CTB McGraw-Hill until that vendor was fired in 2014. The senior policy advisor for Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister takes responsibility for the release and says the goal was to hit the highlights of Dunlap's lengthy career. From our partner at the Journal Record, Sandridge Energy is borrowing money for its debts. Managing editor Adam Brooks says the Oklahoma City-based company announced plans yesterday to borrow $488 million from the Royal Bank of Canada.
It's also hired financial and legal advisors, and an OSU professor told our Sarah Terry Kobo that could be a sign the company is running out of cash and might be looking at a prepackaged bankruptcy. Sandridge stock on the over-the-counter market lost 28% of its value on Monday.
The company left the New York Stock Exchange because it couldn't get its stock price over $1 a share. A wind energy tax incentive is getting used more than anyone expected. The Norman Transcript reports the state's zero-emission tax credit has drained $45 million from the state tax commission, overshooting all estimates for its use. Qualifying businesses receive credits based on the amount of energy produced during the first 10 years of operation. Wind companies made more than $27 million in incentives for 2013, up nearly 50% from the year before. The commission admits it had no idea how fast the wind industry would grow in Oklahoma. The state attorney general says he's prepared to take a $6 million cut in his budget. The Oklahoman reports AG Scott Pruitt sent a letter to Governor Fallon requesting the cut as the state faces a more than $900 million shortfall. Pruitt says he's asking for the money to be withheld from operational costs, which this current fiscal year is nearly $6.5 million. The state allocated budget this year for the AG's office is $13 million, but the overall budget is more than $40 million with federal grants, case settlements, and legal counsel contracts. Two Oklahoma executions are getting put on hold. The Associated Press reports courts granted stays for two convicted killers, Richard Fairchild and Jeremy Williams. Both have exhausted appeals of convictions and death sentences. So far, five inmate executions have been put on hold while Attorney General Scott Pruitt's office explores how the wrong drug was delivered for the state's last two executions. A new program hopes to help rural hospitals and nursing homes. The Oklahoman reports the Oklahoma Healthcare Authority plans to participate in a federal program which could provide millions in funding for Medicaid patients. The program, known as Participation in the Upper Payment Limit Program, could generate $275 million a year with no cost to the state. In order to participate in the program, the authority is writing an amendment to the state's plan with the feds and seeking state legislation. A new bill in the coming legislative session seeks to consolidate nearly 300 school districts. According to the Bartlesville Examiner Enterprise, the Senate Education Committee Chairman's bill calls for voluntary consolidation of all schools with fewer than 500 students. The chairman says this helps Oklahoma schools attract high-quality teachers and enhance course offerings while maintaining local control. According to statistics from the State Department of Education, 297 of Oklahoma's 529 school districts could be impacted. Some kids in Oklahoma City schools are taking brain breaks to help improve health and attention span. Oklahoma City's News 9 reports the City-County Health Department is working with 12 schools with planned breaks for physical activity and structured recess. A spokesperson says the idea is to get them up and out of their chair, activate their brains in a different way before they get back at it. One principal says structured recess also helps immensely with behavioral issues. A new education model in Oklahoma puts students in charge of their own education. Oklahoma City's Fox 25 reports Chickasha High School is testing a style of learning where students clock in for 6.5 hours a day to finish work at their own pace. These students are responsible for using digital textbooks and asking for help from teachers and tutors. But instead of grades, students receive a transcript each month with credits completed. The model is based on a school from Salt Lake City where some students are able to finish coursework early and start taking college courses before they graduate. An affiliate of Tulsa's Williams Company plans a third cut in spending. The Journal Record reports Williams Partners is reducing spending from $3 billion to $2 billion while also seeking to raise $2 billion. A spokesman says the cuts reflect the oversupply of oil and natural gas in the market. Williams Company is hoping the money raised will help it with its planned merger with Dallas-based Energy Transfer Equity, which should be complete by the end of March. A new study shows the impact of craft brewery in Oklahoma. The Tulsa World reports the University of Central Oklahoma study finds brewers had a more than $415 million effect on the state's economy. The study also ranked the Oklahoma industry 47th in the U.S. for total craft beer production, but was 33rd in economic impact. And Oklahoma is just scratching the surface, with just 17 breweries and more on the way compared to just 10 in 2014. Taking a look at your forecast, sunny skies. Today we'll see highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid 20s. We warm it up from there. Tomorrow, highs in the mid 50s. We'll see lows around 30, then highs around 60 on Thursday. You're listening to Uniquely Oklahoma, KOSU.